From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where today in Massachusetts, dozens of children will have a mental health crisis and be rushed to an emergency room. Demand for mental health care has soared during the pandemic, overwhelming supply and creating bottlenecks in which people experiencing a mental health emergency often spend days, even weeks, waiting in ERs and other improvised holding areas just because there's nowhere else to go. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has been following the story, and she joins us now to talk about it. Hey, Martha, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I want to get right into the personal story here. You followed this playing out with one child, a 13-year-old, who was experiencing a crisis and in grave danger of harming herself. Spent more than 2 weeks in an emergency room without treatment?
Yes, that's right, Arun. Melinda is one of many children whose mental health is worse during the pandemic. We're just going to use first names for Melinda and her mom, by the way, to protect their privacy. Melinda feels isolated. She feels cut off from her friends and her regular activity, and she feels like she just has too much time to think about her depression and anxieties.
Life is really, I guess, hard because things that should be easy for everyone, that are just hard for me. When I ask for help, sometimes I picture going to the hospital. Other times I wish someone would just, like, understand me.
Melinda's mom, Pam, called 911 in April after Melinda threatened to kill herself. Melinda got stuck there because hospital's psychiatric units are full. Here's Pam on day 15 in the ER.
She's much worse. She's at times unrecognizable to me. Mouthing off to staff members, causing drama with some of the other patients. She just is so sure that she's just never going to get better.
Martha, it sounds like the pandemic really exacerbated what was already a pre-existing problem in our mental health care system. And this isn't just children, right? This is not just Massachusetts either.
No, it's not. This experience, which is called emergency room boarding, is really decades old, but it is, as you said, much worse now. You have more children and adults who need hospital-level psychiatric care. That's happening at the same time COVID restrictions have reduced the number of available beds, for example, with rooms going from doubles to singles. Let's hear from Lisa Lambert, who leads the Parent Professional Advocacy League.
We've been doing this a long time, and this is really unlike anything we've ever seen before, and doesn't show any signs of abating.
Lambert says part of the problem is a shortage of care that might help prevent these mental health care emergencies. Lambert says children who show warning signs, like saying they want to go to sleep and not wake up, they are waiting 5 weeks for a first appointment with a therapist.
Now, Martha, we feel like we talked a lot in the pandemic about what the great medical infrastructure we have around here, but this situation sounds untenable. What are hospitals and healthcare facilities doing to figure a way out of this?
Well, I don't hear or see hospitals or the state treating this as the emergency that parents think it is. Some hospitals are adding psychiatric beds, but many are not because they say they lose too much money providing this care. Dr. Lindsay Caruthu says the Cambridge Health Alliance Network will more than double the number of psych beds they have for children and adolescents this year. But even with that additional space, she still has a daily waiting list of about 50.
Which is dramatically higher. I would approximate it's about double what we had seen in 2019.
Parent groups say there are about 200 children across the state today waiting in ER hallways or overflow rooms because psych units are full.
Well, this is an awful story, and we need to pay attention. Martha, thank you so much for bringing this to us.
Thank you for having me, Arun.
That's WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger. Before I go, I should tell you what else is up. In just 2 weeks, on May 29th, face masks will no longer be required in most indoor settings in Massachusetts, if you're fully vaccinated. Further, Governor Charlie Baker says all industry-related COVID restrictions and capacity limits will also be lifted over Memorial Day weekend. And 2 weeks later, on June 15th, if all goes according to plan, Baker plans to lift the Commonwealth's state of emergency after more than a year spent battling the pandemic.
We're safer, smarter, and better equipped in this fight than at any time since it began.
There are some caveats. Those who are not fully vaccinated will still be required to wear masks indoors per federal guidance, and all people, regardless of vaccination status, must wear masks in healthcare settings, schools, and on public transit going forward. As of now, more than 3 million people are fully vaccinated in the state. And speaking of reopening, the morning bell rang today for thousands of high school students across the state, as many started their first full week of in-person learning since last spring. Mary Najimi, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, says returning to classrooms is a balancing act.
Teachers feel much more sense of a relief that they are not at the same risk for infection, but they still share a serious concern that our youngest, most vulnerable students are at risk of infection.
The Pfizer vaccine was recently approved for use in 12 to 15-year-olds, but well over half of teens in Massachusetts remain unvaccinated. And finally, today is the last day to file your taxes, or formally request an extension, after the IRS extended this year's deadline because of the pandemic. But with so many people working remotely or out of state, filing taxes has been more confusing than normal for both taxpayers and their CPAs, says Scott Kapilowicz of Boston-based accounting firm Edelstein.
Each situation is different. Have they vacated Massachusetts truly to go down to Florida or New Hampshire where there is no state income tax? It's definitely not black and white.
Well, that also sounds like the perfect way to describe the last 14 months. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since taxes and extensions, I'm Arun Roth. We'll talk tomorrow. So, you're a podcast listener, obviously. Would you like this show, along with all of WBUR's best news stories of the day about Boston and the region, all in a podcast feed? Search for WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find just the local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and arts coverage, all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.